Comes up to the car window and looks at Bailey and says, "Sir, I'm going to have to see your driver's license and registration, please." Bailey hands it over and the cop gives it a good look and then gives Bailey a good long look. He goes back to his cop car and he makes us sweat it out for about 15 minutes. He comes back up to the car window and he looks at Bailey and he says, "Sir, I'm going to have to ask you a very important question. Who is the best banjo player in the world?"
And I said, "Earl Scruggs, sir."
And he said, "That's right. Drive slower next time."
That's true. And a couple weeks later, we were visiting Earl Scruggs himself in his house on that same Franklin Road, not too far from where we live. And Earl said, "I heard you had a scrape with the law." And it turned out that it was his nephew, Sergeant Scruggs, who had pulled us over.
He's not Earl Scruggs, but he's done a lot of interesting and cool stuff on the banjo. He toured Africa and went to East and West Africa and made a movie. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's a beautiful movie called Throw Down Your Heart, where he plays with a lot of folks over there that play beautiful folk music. And he also recently composed, wrote, and performed an entire banjo concerto, wrote all the parts for the entire orchestra, which blows my mind. It was pretty incredible. It's called The Imposter. And, oh, there's just too much to mention, but he's going to play, I think one of the great treats in life is just to listen to him play acoustic solo banjo, so he's going to do that now. He's trying to decide which banjo to play, and I'm not sure which one to tell you.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only one guy clapped for that, but...
Yeah, but I paid him.